You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we're well into the third quarter here, basically, of our state championship preview show on the Barnabas Health High School Football Show. We're here at the Water Street Grill in Toms River, where we've been every Thursday night since the first Thursday in September. And this is our swan song here, which we're disappointed about. I know Ed and I are. We come early and eat and have a good time. You know, Matt shows up about 30 seconds before we go on.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Just thought I'd like it.
But they have been just great hosts for us every Thursday
yes.
night. We could not have asked more that for our partner on Thursday nights. The staff here is great, and the general manager, Aaron Jackson, has been just nothing but great to us, and we've really had a good time here, I'll tell you what.
We'll see what kind of hosts they are if they invite us back for next year.
We'll find out. Usually we don't get invited back for anything.
But, we have moved around a little bit.
But we'll see how that works out. But we will be on next Thursday. An hour version will be our official final show from 7 to 8 as we will introduce and announce our Fab Four, the 44 top football players in the Shore Conference. Hopefully we'll have arrangements to have on with us on the show our coaches of the year in Ocean and Monmouth County and our players of the year in both counties as well. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about some victorious teams from the Shore area winning state sectional titles. That is next week. Still to come tonight, we'll talk with our man Scott Stump. We'll get his thoughts on the five games this weekend involving Shore teams. Mark Ciccatelli, whose Neptune Scarlet Flyers go for back-to-back championships. And hopefully shortly, Shore Regional's Mark Costantino having a little trouble getting in touch with him as his team gets ready to play a Florence team that I know I speak for both of you guys that we were really impressed with last week against Point Beach in the grittiness of that team. And I guess we should not have been surprised because that's a program there on the Group 1 level.
Big and physical and had some athletes. I was extremely impressed with two things. How they were able to run the football. I mean, they basically didn't rely on the passing game a whole lot.
No. They never completed a pass.
Or really at all.
They did not complete a pass.
They didn't even really use it to set up the run. They were a straight ahead between the tackles kind of football team. And the way that they shut Point Beach down running the football, which no one had done all season long, I think they're going to be a tough out for Shore Regional.
I take that back. They did complete two, but they were to the red shirts.
Yeah.
He was 0 for 3, their quarterback, and two interceptions. So. Yeah. That game fascinated me because it didn't take long. They went to a completely different offense the second series of the game. They went to that power eye and just said, here we come. We're coming right at you. It's almost like the way Sayreville plays, and Steve Antonucci mentioned that they say, no gimmicks, here we come, stop us.
Yeah, no, we were very impressed with them. They had a bruising running back.
A couple of them in that
power eye, but most importantly, what they did was they sold their soul to stop the Garnet Gold ground game, and they did. And you mentioned that in our opening, Danny Tye, who came in with 1,600 yards rushing, did suffer a broken leg midway through the third quarter, but he was no factor in terms of 11 carries for 18 yards.
Exactly.
They just took away that fullback option from that wing tee offense, and Point Beach actually had more success in the air than they had on the ground, and they did have a great drive at the end. They got within 10 yards, right? The last play got down to about
the 10-yard line.
It was kind of a heartbreaking loss. I think it was one of those losses where it ended. I just got the impression that everyone rooting for Point Beach couldn't believe that it was over yet because the story wasn't supposed to end that way. You know, there was a different ending, and unfortunately, Florence made him rewrite the ending.
I mean, I think even down to the last second, everyone was,
wondering.
they looked at the clock, and the clock expired, and was almost like, well, we didn't even get to run that last play to at least have a chance at the end zone. I mean, that's basically what happened. They just ran out of time.
And I know Ed had seen them earlier this year. It was my first chance to see him, and I'm just going to say this because I know I told you guys a couple times tonight how impressed I was with the play on the defensive side of the ball from Kyle Samaritano, who, if he didn't have 20 tackles, didn't have one.
Yeah.
Who I thought did a great job. giving up his body all night long on that outside linebacker spot to make tackle after tackle. But it was still a great season. One loss does not mar what was a great season for Point Beach.
And now they'll get a chance, Florence, to take out their second Shore team in Shore Regional. And, you know, that will not be a tough out, although it'll be a very similar offense that Florence saw against Beach. Yeah. They'll see that wing T offense against Shore Regional.
Yeah. It would be funny. There would be an irony if Shore is able to win this game and having lost a division title game to Point Beach end up with a state championship as a consolation prize.
Heck of a consolation. I sort of bet that Mark, and I hope we do connect with them. We're having some trouble on the phone line, but it sort of be interesting. I think I'm going to ask him if he's sort of disappointed that he's not playing Point Pleasant Beach.
Well, I was going to mention that to him, too. Yeah. I don't know that he is so much. I would almost be worried that the players would think.
If we were his son, I think we'd know what the answer would be.
Yeah. We got to play Florence? Like, we wanted another crack at Point Beach.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. That's the competitor in you. You know, you always want that chance, you know.
That game was 19-7 on Turkey morning that Beach beat Shore to win the B Central Championship.
Should be interesting though to see how Shore at least can deal with that ground game, because when we got there we looked at Florence and said, boy, you know, the same thing we had said 2 weeks prior when we saw Point Beach in their first round game, they don't look like a Group 1 school. Florence didn't look like a Group 1 school, especially up front.
Only one way did they look like a Group 1 school. They had 25 players. That's it. 25 players on the sideline, you know, to make that trip down. Some crazy fans in the stands, you know, they follow their football team. It's been a good program. Hey, they've got 5 sectional titles, you know. They've been to the finals. This is their 13th time.
25 tough football players.
Yes.
Hard-nosed
without a doubt. All of them going both ways, you know.
Yeah, it was just, that was good. All right, what we're going to do is we'll take a little break here. Hopefully when we come back, maybe Phil can get Mark Ciccatelli on. We're almost at that time.
Yeah,
and
we'll
talk with the head coach of the Neptune Scarlet Flyers. We'll do that after this. You're listening to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show on 105.7 The Hawk.
105.7 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, a Town Square media station. More classic rock for the Jersey Shore next. 105.7 The Hawk. 105.7 The Hawk, Free Beer and Hot Wings Morning Show.
Hey there, it's Free Beer from the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Friday morning, turns out you're giving gifts to too many people. We'll tell you who to get rid of and paired with an idiot. Name that blank and Music Friday as well. That's all Friday on the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show.
Wake up with the Free Beer and Hot Wings Morning Show. Weekdays 5 to 10. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com. Now back to the Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River, powered by Community, Kimball, and Monmouth Medical Centers. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And welcome back. We'll have Coach Ciccatelli in just a second, then Scott Stump will join us, and then we'll close the show with our five football picks in a wide open race.
And nobody had a good week.
Oh, no. Wide open race for who is the prognosticator supreme of this triumvirate.
Nobody even had a winning record last week.
No, we were terrible last week.
4-5, I believe I was.
Yeah, you had the best week.
And I was
3-6. Yeah, I know. I was the only one that had Southern, but I also had Red Bank Catholic. That was really not a very good pick. Mm-hmm. Well, picking Mark Ciccatelli, wherever he coaches, is a pretty good one, because he's got a winning record where he goes, and he wins championships, and he's looking to make it 2 straight with the Neptune Scarlet Flyers, who will battle the North Stars of Nottingham on Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock at the College of New Jersey. And Coach Ciccatelli, good enough to give us some time tonight. How are you, Mark, and what kind of week of practice have the Scarlet Flyers had getting ready for this final game of the season?
We've had a good week of practice. We've executed, we've done what we wanted to do all week.
coming off a pretty exciting game at Allentown. I know they're a good football team, and they gave you a real test last weekend.
Yeah, they did. They are a very good football team. The quarterback's an outstanding player. Coach Graber has done an outstanding job there, and they did. They gave us everything we could handle. You know, our kids really go fought to the end.
Coach, you know, something we were just talking about in regards to Shore Regional, who was anticipating maybe a rematch with Point Pleasant Beach in the final. Same thing kind of holds true for you guys as well. You could have had another opportunity with Long Branch, and even though you had won that game earlier in the season, was it a case that your players maybe had to adjust to the fact that they are not going to play the Green Wave and they'll have to deal with Nottingham instead?
Well, I mean, it is a rivalry, local rivalry for us, but I don't know if, you know, we had to play, you know, we played Allentown at the time, you know, and we weren't really looking or thinking that we were going to play Long Branch, you know, so it is what it is, and we're playing Nottingham.
Mark, your offense, in one word, to me, is summed up by the word explosive. With players like Fairbanks and Kirkwood and Martin and, of course, your outstanding quarterback, Patterson, you could score on any given play. Tell us a little bit about the offense of the Flyers.
Well, like you said, I mean Ajay has done an outstanding job. You know, Kirkwood and Jeff Fairbanks, along with Keyshawn Rice, Deku Harris, Miles Martin, those guys have all done a great job of executing the plan. You know, and what we're trying to do schematically each and every week. You know, again, I think when you get the ball in their hands, they can score from any point anywhere on the field. So hopefully we can do that and keep things rolling this Saturday afternoon.
This Nottingham defense is a pretty good group. They've posted 5 shutouts this year. What kind of challenges do they present for that high-scoring offense?
Well, when you turn the film on of these guys, you see a team that plays very, very hard. You know, they play with a chip on their shoulder. You can tell that they're very hungry. You know, they want that state championship that CBC hasn't had in a long time. But you can see they just play with a lot of emotion. And they're a very physical defensive football team. You know, their staff has done a great job in their scheme, their sound. And like I said, they run around and they really play very physical.
Coach, are you surprised at all that your team has been able to get back into the final after you won it last year and did graduate a good number of players off of that team?
Well, I don't know if we're surprised. I mean, that's our goal, you know, each and every year. I thought we had some good players, and we could if we put the time in and we worked hard, you know, and expected good things to happen. I thought we had a shot of being back here this year.
Coach, obviously, wherever you are, you win football games, but I think your assistants are a big part of your team this year. Tell us a little bit about your assistants. You put together quite a staff at Neptune.
Yeah, those guys have done an outstanding job. I mean, you know, Coach DeLuce Iachetta, you know, the offensive line coaches, you know, Coach LaFourie, the defensive coordinator, Coach Kavanaugh, you know, all of those guys have, Coach Kristen Thackis, who I coached at Keyport High School, Coach Sieber, Coach Taylor, Coach Sainer, all these guys have done an outstanding job of really executing the plan and getting our kids ready to play, you know, each week. And I have so much that they bring to the table from a knowledge standpoint. I told our kids that each and every day you should pick their brains on top of them coaching you after practice, pick their brains on the little things. And our kids have really have done that.
You know, one thing we talked with Coach Guerrero a little bit earlier, and you're in this position having been here before and as recently as last year, and knowing that the schedule with these games is a little bit different than you're accustomed to. You know, you'll be playing the second game of the day, so you'll follow the Florence Shore game, and there's a lot of unknowns because, as he said, you know, that first game could go overtime and all that. How do you prepare your team? Because it's so different than a regular season game because it, you know, might not necessarily follow the pregame routine you'd normally have.
Yeah, we don't make it. We wouldn't make a big deal out of that. We kind of, you know, we would go with the flow, to be honest with you. If the game goes overtime, then we just wait and we go on the field when it's the game's ready to be played. You know, when the kickoff goes, whether we're kicking off or returning it, that's when we start to get after it. You know, we can't control those things. You know,
Mark. Nottingham North Stars. That's a hockey team. That's not a football team, is it? The North Stars. Come on. You out-nickname them at least, you know? Hey, this is by far a defensive football team. No doubt about it. I mean, Kevin mentioned five. I think they actually have six shutouts on the year, only have given up a few points. I mean, do we attack them the same way? Do we try to hit the home run on them early and get them down?
Well, again, we're going to take what they give us, you know.
Right.
You know, if like last week with Allentown, you know, we lined up and they, you know, we saw a team that was 9-1 and they played a certain style or a certain scheme defensively and they came out with something totally different. So we kind of changed things on the run. And the same thing here, you know, we're going to come out,
right.
We have a plan, you know, we're going to have a plan if they bring pressure, so on and so forth. But if they give us the big, you know, the big shot, we're going to take it. If they're asking us to run the football, we'll run the football. We'll do what we have to do to be successful. We won't jam that square peg in a round hole. That's for sure.
Well, it's the formula's been pretty good, and there's no reason to think it won't change. It won't continue on Saturday. So, Will, as always, we thank you, Chick, for giving us some time, and we wish you and the Scarlet Flyers all the best, bringing home a back-to-back state championship for your school on Saturday.
Thank you, guys. We all appreciate it here in Neptune.
Always good talking to you. Thanks, Mark. Mark Ciccatelli, the coach at Neptune, and, boy, there's a guy, you know, Ed. Listen, he's winning.
Well, 3 years ago, he won it at Freehold.
At Freehold.
Then he came to Neptune, won it at Neptune, and now he's on the verge of winning it again. Unbelievable.
Good coach.
Job.
Good football coach.
Good coach and a good guy. I enjoy talking to him.
And I can't reiterate the fact that his staff is tremendous.
Yeah,
one of the top assistant coaching staffs in the business. I mean, he's got three or four ex-head coaches there.
You know, as you guys know, we always say this, especially in football today, when, you know, you have staffs of 8-10 guys, the head coach is the guy that is always in that position, you know, more often than not, gets credit when the team wins, gets blamed when they lose. But every head coach will tell you that without their assistance, you know, forget it.
Yep.
Those are really the guys that do a lot of the grunt work and a lot of the coaching. And, you know, sometimes the head guy's got to do a lot of the administrative stuff. So there's nothing more important than having a good coaching staff.
Yes.
Nothing more important than saying hello to Scott Stump from All Shore Media and ShoreSportsNetwork.com as he gives us a few minutes. And, Scott, you know, we kind of opened a little bit early and said, you know, there were a couple teams that we thought would be here this weekend that are not. There's also a couple teams here that I don't think we expected necessarily to be there. So we've got five playing this weekend, and about 10 o'clock on Saturday night when it's all over, how many state champions is the Shore going to have?
My gut is telling me two that I'm pretty confident in, and I think one of the three underdog teams can also bring home a title, but I'm feeling pretty good about Manalapan and Neptune sealing the deal. And then the question is one of these three other teams, you know, Middletown South's facing an undefeated team, Southern's facing an undefeated team, Shore's facing a Florence team that just knocked off, you know, the Point Beach squad that a lot of us thought would win all of that. But I think one of them can pull the upset, so two would be my conservative answer, and three would be my hopeful answer at the very least.
Coach, Scott, which of those three teams, in terms of the underdogs, would you consider to have the best chance?
I think Shore Regional matches up fairly well with Florence. I mean, they did lose to Florence in last year's class, but I think Shore is a different team from last year. And from what I saw of Florence, you know, they basically challenge your manhood. They're going to run straight downhill at you, and if you can stand up to that, and if you can make some plays in the passing game, I think you have a solid shot to beat them. I mean, Sayreville's just really had the Shore Conference's number, and they're just such a tough team. And from everyone I know who's talked to people that have scouted Williamstown or seen them, they're probably the best team in South Jersey. So I think Southern is the biggest underdog of all the teams. And, you know, Middletown South is Middletown South. They're a tremendous program, and I don't think anybody would be shocked if they went out there and got it done, especially given the level their offense is playing in. But I think Shore has a pretty good shot to try and knock Florence off in Central Jersey Group 1.
Yeah, I agree with what you said, Scott. Manalapan and Neptune, I expect to win. You know, I mean, it wouldn't be surprising if they didn't, but I expect those two teams to win their football games.
I think
games.
It would be disappointing, really,
if they didn't.
I mean, it
would
be disappointing to any team, but particularly Manalapan if they didn't finish it.
Exactly. They're the team that has been pointing to this game for 2 years now, you know, ever since they lost to Sayreville. They got a break, if you want to call it that, by Sayreville, you know, by the additional group. Otherwise, they might be the team that's facing Sayreville on Saturday and not Middletown South, you know. So Manalapan playing in the Central 5 group gets that chance in that new category. Florence is a come at your team. I mean, there's no bones about it. They're going to come right at you. Stop us, Shore Regional. I don't know if they can do that. We'll see. And I agree, Williamstown definitely, the big favorite down against Southern. I think Southern is in for a football game.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Southern, the good thing is Southern seems to be peaking at the perfect time. I mean, their offense has been tremendous in the first two rounds. Abe Gonzalez has 8 touchdowns in 2 games. You know, how many running backs in the whole state can say that in 2 playoff games? So, I mean, if anything, they're coming in as hot as they possibly could be. So I think the real thing is just don't let Williamstown hit you with the haymaker in the first quarter. You know, don't be down 14-0 or 21-0 in the blink of an eye. I think if you hang around, the longer you hang around in a game like that, the more maybe Williamstown gets nervous because all the pressure is on them.
If Southern being here is probably a little bit of a surprise, especially the road they had to travel with 2 road victories, outside of Point Beach, because I think that's the obvious, who's the team that's not playing this weekend that may be the biggest disappointment?
I think a lot of us thought Long Branch was going to go out to Nottingham last week and get a win in Central 3 to set up the rematch with Neptune. I mean, Long Branch had been playing extremely well. Their only loss all season was to Neptune. You know, they had Dwight Clark back in the lineup to run the ball. It just felt like their offense was finally totally back in place, and then they went out and got shut out, which is a real testament to Nottingham's defense. You know, Long Branch made some mistakes in the red zone. You know, they moved the ball, but they just didn't execute, and credit Nottingham for making some big plays. But that was a team that I really thought was going to be in the final given the matchup.
Scott, when you think something we kind of started the show with, and interesting to get your take on it as well, just a different level of football up north when you kind of look back at how RBC got taken apart by St. Joe's Montvale.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because now obviously the big argument is if Manalapan finishes 12-0, you know, are they the number one team in the Shore? I saw that St. Joe's team, and I just felt like I can't imagine any Shore Conference team even touching these guys. I think the most glaring thing was the speed difference. St. Joe's had so much more speed at the skill positions and even their line, how crisply they ran their offense, how they got off the ball. You know, they were just playing at a whole different speed than RBC. And I think the one thing that really surprised me is I think a lot of us thought RBC's offensive line, big and physical, was going to give them some room to run. They got, you know, St. Joe's took it to them. I mean, Larry Redielli was getting hit as soon as he got handed the ball and went in the backfield. And it's like they just dominated RBC's very talented offensive line. So I think that was a real eye-opener because that was an area that you thought maybe they had closed the gap on some of these teams, and it wasn't even close.
I'm going to throw this one out at you now. It's been a subject, and again, this is one of those, it's just kind of a debate, but Red Bank Catholic losing like they did last week and Manalapan winning. And, you know, both Coach Sarluka and the Asbury Park Press putting Manalapan number 1 in the Shore this week over RBC. You have stuck with the KCs despite that. If Manalapan goes out and finishes up an undefeated season with a state championship, who's Scott Stump's number 1 team?
You had to put me on the spot. You know,
absolutely.
I would definitely be leaning to Manalpin if they finished the job. I still think that's really tough, though, because you look at their one common opponent for what it's worth, and Manalpin barely got out alive against Middletown South in a 35-31 comeback win at the Swamp. RBC routed Middletown South 34-7. So, I mean, that's a team that they both played for whatever that's worth. I just think it's tough because when I see that St. Joe's team, if Manalpin went up and played them, they'd lose by three touchdowns. So yeah, it's really hard to fault RBC for considering how dominant they were, but I guess I'd be leaning, I don't know, maybe is margin of victory going to count? Like if Manalpin goes out and wins like 35-0 or something, like that'll matter? I don't know, but I feel like I've been going back and forth on it every single day. Well, I guess let's just keep everybody in suspense. We'll have to wait and see.
Hey, Scott, how about this? December 15th, there's really nothing going on in the Shore. We're in between basketball, you know, football is over. Can we get RBC and Manalpin in a matchup game?
Yeah, I mean, RBC has...
Work on it. That's your alma mater. Work on that.
We'll just go get some insurance company to sponsor the whole thing, and then
nobody gets hurt.
Settling out there.
All right, Stumper, thanks so much. It's been a lot of fun talking to you every Thursday night. And, of course, you can read Scott tomorrow on ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Thanks, Stumper.
Thanks, guys. It's been great all season.
Sure has. Scott Stump goes on. You know, his way, better him than us.
Isn't it the same argument, Matt and Kevin, that the colleges have every year about, you know, what would have been if that team played that team because there's no playoff system,
well,
you know? It's an arbitrary national
championship. Well, it won't be this year. Alabama, Notre Dame.
Yeah, but still, you know, Georgia has a beef maybe.
Yeah.
Anymore
they don't.
You know, I guess they got beat. But you know what I'm saying.
It
happens every year. There's always a couple teams that are undefeated that don't get a shot.
By the way, in fairness, we want to mention that Mark Costantino did get back to us. Unfortunately, you know, obviously maybe we got some communication crossed, but by the time we got to him, it was a little too late. So we just want to thank Kaz. We had him on a couple weeks ago with his son, and we hope that
talk about his game quite a bit.
We hope they can finish up their season with a state championship. Okay, fellas, here it is. We've been picking these football games since the beginning of September. You talk about a horse race. We go into the final weekend of the season. Matt and Ed, 50-28. We'll have to go over a minute. And I, 49-29. So let's run by it real quick. We'll start with the game we'll do tomorrow night. Southern at Williamstown. I have to go with the Williamstown team as much as I'd love to pick Southern.
Me too.
I'd like to bet with my heart, but I got to bet with my head. Williamstown.
Middletown South at Sayreville versus Sayreville.
I'll go with the Bombers of Sayreville.
Matt?
I have Sayreville also on my sheet.
South Brunswick takes on Manalapan. I think this is a Manalapan win.
I agree. I have Manalapan also.
I do too.
Florence versus Shore, Matt.
I'm going to take Florence. I was extremely impressed with what they did last week.
Who do you have, Kev?
I have Florence.
I'm going to go with Shore. I'll make it different, okay? I think Mark gets it done.
And Nottingham versus Neptune.
I'm going to go with the Flyers here.
I am going with Neptune also.
You're a chalk guy, Harvey.
Okay, me or Matt are going to win.
I can't win it. Okay, it's about the only way you guys can close
unless you want to go with a tiebreak. You want to go with
conspiracy theory. Okay. Want to thank Tom Tremblay for taking care of everything here. He's done it for us every week. And Philip Harding for his great work back at the studios. Again, tomorrow night we'll be at Rowan for Southern and Williamstown. Kicks off at 7. We're on the air at 6:50. For the staff of the Water Street Grill, who have been nothing but great to us every week, I'm Kevin Williams. You have yourself a good Thursday evening.
The Barnabas Health High School Football Show, live from the Water Street Bar and Grill in Toms River on 105.7 The Hawk, was powered by Community Kimball and Monmouth Medical Centers. Join us again next week. Get a complete look at Shore Conference football. And for more anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com.